Hello and welcome to today's card reading. Today's Rider Waite card is I pulled the Star card. Now the Star card's a really nice card. It's an image of a figure with loads of stars surrounding them, and they've got two jugs in their hand pouring out water. This is about emotions, balance, creating inner peace, and having your faith restored. It's a very positive card, and what it is, it's about, it's like reinventing yourself. But the truth is, we don't actually reinvent ourselves. We sort of develop the tools that we already had and use them to the best ability that we can. Now, this isn't every single tool, because obviously if you use everything at once, it's a bit like using 10 spoons to eat one thing. You use one at a time and develop it, and then you move on to something else. See if you can develop that. If it's too much right now, you leave it, you go back to your original thing, plan, or whatever. And then you see which one you're capable of doing. And then you go back and see if you can, you know, let's say you want to be a rally car driver, right? But at the same time, you also want to be a fine artist. I know these are quite extreme things. So you think, right, which one can I do first? Which one is more accessible to me? Oh, I think rally car driving. So you do that for a little bit, and then you think, right, I'm getting good at this. Let's go and see how good I am at fine art. So you start painting. You think, well, I'm not so good at this. But what I'm going to do is stop here, go back to rally car driving, and come back and try painting again in a couple of weeks' time to see if I've gotten any better, see if I feel more confident or more passionate about it. You see? And this is what you could do with like lots of aspects of your life. It could be cooking, it could be designing, it could be singing, it could be where you work, anything you like, right? Now, when I say that you develop tools your tools to your best ability, think about this. Think about an ingredients list in a cookery book. So inside you have all the ingredients to make a dish, right? And so you work really hard to measure out what you need, and you work it to your best ability, to what suits you, not to what suits anyone else's tastes. So you focus on that, and you put these ingredients together to make something nice out of yourself. So realistically, you're not reinventing yourself. You're just creating what you already are, or what you already should be doing, by focusing more on your end product and the direction that it takes. Does that make sense? So when you have the Star card in a reading, you'll probably have cards surrounding it. It will give you all the tools to then create this inner peace. Now, I obviously have not done a full reading, but think about your life like that. Where you are right now, a couple of days ago I said you should be staying still, and then yesterday I said you should be stubborn. Think about the tools that you have available to you and how you can use them to the best of your ability. It doesn't mean you have to go to extreme levels, it just means you have to play around with them and see which one brings you the most happiness and joy for right now, and then see if you can develop another one. Just like that, right? Not easy, because sometimes we do have that self-destructive behavior where we just give up and say, I'm not so good at this. This is the point where you just think, right, I'm going to move on to something else. You do not give up. You go back, and then you readjust and you reassess. And this is a constant process. And eventually you'll find that you build on your confidence and you start to become a lot happier. That makes sense. I hope so. Anyway, I'll be back tomorrow with another card. Bye.